Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the E-Block.
Yo, 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 man, you know exactly what it is, dog. It's the holiday shenanigans, man. We up in the building, dog. E-Block Radio live on your dial right this moment. 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time live on your dial. Almost Christmas, man. We out here wilding out. Holiday shenanigans, man. It's your boy, Hood Howard Stern. Holding it down from 6 miles to the mile high. I got my man, Monk Money, holding it down. Doing some real Christmas shit right now. I don't know what's going on, man. What's popping with you? What's popping with you, Monk Money?
Man, I'm out here doing the show in Myers. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I'm roaming around Myers doing the radio show. You know what I'm saying? You got to multitask.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to all the people at Myers right this moment, dog. Getting them last minute Christmas gifts for that person that they forgot. Or, you know, Christmas gifts for their side bitch. Whatever you're doing right this moment. You understand what I'm saying? Have fun doing that. Hopefully you listening to the show. But, you know what I'm saying? It's almost Christmas time, so we got to get live about that. Don't forget, it is Social Media Thursday, though. So if you got social media, like everybody on earth, you got to hit us up. You can hit up Mama. He ain't going to never respond, but hit him up on Instagram and Twitter.
Don't say such things.
I mean, you don't, though. So, all right, you hit my man up, all right? Real Monk Money. That's at Twitter or Instagram. Or you can hit up myself, man, Hood Howard Stern. I'm on Instagram and Twitter. If you got Facebook, man, hit up our fan page, E-Block Radio, facebook.com/E-Block Radio, man. So make sure you check us out there, man. But I'm thankful for all the people that are checking us out right now who not too drunk at the Christmas party, at their office Christmas party. Speaking of which, dog, speaking of office Christmas party, I want to see that movie so motherfucking bad, dog.
What?
The office Christmas party. That's the name of this shit. You ain't up on that shit? I know it ain't no superhero movie or no kids movie and shit, so I guess you not in tune on that shit, but
Damn, you throw
That's real life. That's just what it is. You watch kid movies and shit and superhero flicks, and that's what it is. So.
I mean, I can't watch nothing I wanna watch because he always on my neck, you know what I'm talking about?
Right. I can dig that. I do wanna see that shit though, man. And we got, you know what? Just to top off the holiday shenanigans, dog, we're going to talk about that shit too, man. We're going to talk about office Christmas parties. Fuck it. We're going to throw all that in the mix, man, before we jump off.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I think that's a good one. You know what? I wish I would have thought of that beforehand. We could have just rolled with that. But because it's holiday time and people probably drunk off eggnog and shit, they ain't going to know no way. So we just go talk about the shit. Yeah, we just gonna toss it out there. But anyway, real quick though, if you're not too busy and shit doing your last minute shopping, dog, what else been popping with you, dog? I know it's almost Christmas. I know it's a rush to get everything done. So what else been good with you, dog, since last time we've been on?
Man, when I tell you, bro, I've been working so hard, man. Trying to get, you know what I'm saying, my bills together and the Christmas shopping together, dog. Hey, boy, you're putting that boy back on fire, you know what I'm talking about?
Right, I can dig that. That's how I be, man. You gotta work hard during this Christmas time, man.
Yeah, man, like, it's really a stressful time right now. People don't understand that.
Oh, no, they understand. That's why they out here knocking niggas in the head. That's a whole other story. But anyway, go ahead.
That's crazy. Well, you know, same old same with your boy, you know what I'm saying? Working hard, you know what I'm saying? Keeping it low to the flow like an ant. Staying out the way, basically, man. I'm glad you brought up the Christmas party thing, because I want to talk a little bit about how corporate do the Christmas parties and watch everybody, you know what I'm saying?
We're going to wrap a taste on that in a minute, then.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
Hey, but you know what I thought about your ass the other day, because you always watching them food shows and shit, you know, Man versus Food and all that shit. And I watched this new joint. It probably ain't new. I'm not even sure. But I seen Nori on there, right?
Yeah.
Is this show, Before We Feast, presents the Hot Ones or something like that, right? So yeah. Dude interview people, and you just got to keep eating these wings and shit with this hot-ass sauce on it. Like, it just, the sauce just keep getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And all that time and shit, like, he be interviewing you and shit. You ever seen that shit? I think it's some YouTube shit.
No, I ain't never seen it.
Yeah, but it's kind of dope, though. But I thought about that last, because you always watching, like, crazy-ass, like, food shows that I don't even be up on. But I think this is a good one. It's all Hot Ones. Like I said, they start off with some, it's all hot sauce, you know what I'm saying? But they start off with some low-key hot shit, and then they go all the way up to, like, some astronomical, just stupid-ass hot. But I seen one with Nori on there and one with Kevin Hart. Dog, the one with Kevin Hart was so funny because he interviewing him and shit, and I swear, dog, I don't know how this was happening. Even he said it. He was like, dog, this shit is so hot right now, like, I'm getting high and shit. Like, the nigga really started acting high, though. Like, the nigga was acting like he had to smoke some weed and shit, like, real life.
I thought
I thought to make you high, nigga.
Hell yeah, enough of it. Too much of anything can make you high.
So, because the funny shit with Nori, though, he said he watched the show all the time, so, like, niggas be eating that hot shit, and, like, it be so hot, like, niggas be sweating. So then, like, they be wiping hot sauce in their eyes and shit. So Nori came with that motherfucker with some surgical gloves, dog. He was like, dog, y'all ain't getting me. he was eating the wing with gloves, though, dog. I was crying. But that's some funny shit, though. Yeah.
That's smart shit.
Yeah, that was a little good concept, though. But what's funny is that, like, he wait until you bite into that hot shit, and then, bam, as soon as you bite in that shit, he asks a question. Like, you can't even, like, get nothing to drink, or, like, you trying to talk and that shit burning your mouth. This is crazy. This is a crazy concept. But my man got this shit down fat. Like, he be smashing that shit, and he don't even be tripping. Like, he be eating that hot shit. He said he did 40 shows already. That's a lot of hot shit you eat, man. That nigga have hemorrhoids.
Definitely. And he got him already.
Right. Not going to get him. Already got him.
Yes, he definitely have to.
For real. But anyway, man, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just thought about this, and I was like, damn, this is shit he would probably like watch.
Yeah. Appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to check that out.
Yeah,
it's called the Hot One, right?
Yeah, Hot Ones. Yeah, you know what? I think it's some YouTube shit, though. I don't even think it's, like, on regular TV. I think it's a YouTube joint. And it's called, like, it says Before You Feast. So I don't know if Before We Feast, I don't know if that's, like, if that's a real TV show, but Before We Feast presents Hot Ones. That's what it's called. But I know, fucking around with you, though, you had me watching all kinds of crazy-ass food shows. When I seen that shit, I was like, dog, this nigga love that shit.
Yeah, you know I
would. Yeah. Then they have some good... Yeah, you're right, you love the food shit. And they have some pretty decent, you know what I'm saying, guests on there, too. So, like I said, I only seen the one with Nori and the one with Kevin Hart, so both of them was hilarious, though. And then, of course, they tried to mix it up with the one with Nori on there because of Drink Champs and shit. So he was trying to get the nigga drunk, and my man was trying to make him eat all this hot shit, and they just both was fucked up. Like, my man was drunk, Nori was drunk, and his mouth was on fire. Dude, that shit was crazy. Yeah, that's really some good shit, though. Yeah, you gotta check that shit out, man. It's YouTube, that shit, like, the Hot Ones. But, yeah, so anyway, I know you got the overhead speaker going on and shit, because they're trying to let you know that the last minute sales and shit. But what else has been popping with you, dog? That's really about it?
That's really about it with your boy, man. I've been working so much, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Yeah, work. Yep. Work.
And so what's I meant to ask you too, man. So what's popping with Lil Monk for Christmas, dog? Like, I know he's back already.
Yeah, he back.
Yeah. So what'd he get you?
Probably nothing.
Like he gets every year.
Same shit he gets every year. Nathan.
Or at least did he bring home a good report card?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's step one, because that first semester of college is a beast, though. I'm going to tell you right now, after my first semester in college, though, I really started rethinking that shit. I was like, you know, I had that conversation with myself, though, that other people have with other niggas. Like, you know, college ain't for everybody. Like, I was having that shit with myself. I was looking in the mirror saying that shit. Like, you know what? The school shit ain't really for everybody, though. Like, you might want to go do something else.
That's the truth. Yeah.
Oh, that shit is most definitely true. You know what I'm saying? I got thousands of dollars of debt to prove it. This shit ain't for everybody.
Well, that's true, bro.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I want to say something about that too. This fucking, because we just doing holiday buffoonery right now, so we just gonna talk about every motherfucking thing. I gotta ask you about this, though. I know you don't really be up on the college football like all the way, like a lot of people and shit. But I just want to say this, like the couple dudes in college football and shit, they decided since they getting ready to go to the league, like a lot of them going to the draft, that they not gonna play in the bowl game and shit. So I think I don't know. I'm gonna ask you what you think. Like to me, they still college players, though. You know what I'm saying? So just because they get ready to get drafted, I think that's weak as hell that they talking about, like, you know, no, I ain't playing the game because I don't wanna fuck up my draft situation. Like I don't like that shit. What you think about that shit, though?
I mean, I really think that's weak too, though, low key, for real. You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't change up the game, but like the game's already getting weak and watered down. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
And y'all ain't making it no better.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I went back and forth with the homies on this probably like a couple days ago on some group text shit, and they whole thing is, you know, that the NCAA is pimping niggas anyway, so they about to get this money, so fuck it. They should do what they got to do to make sure they good for the draft. I understand all that, but at the end of the day, these fucking kids playing football at school, like, that's some whole ass shit. And I just say that because for the two people that's, like, let's just say, for instance, for the two people that's on the team that's going to actually get drafted and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody ain't going to the league. So let's just say most of them not. So let's just say it's two on the team that's going to get drafted. That's some whole ass shit for a nigga like me that's on the team and shit. And this is about to be my last time playing football in life. And we don't have a chance at winning because our all-star players sitting out because they're getting drafted. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's about to be my experience, my last college football game experience. That's some whole ass shit, dog.
When you look at it like that, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Nah, at the other end, I understand, because niggas go to the bowl games and shit and then tear a ligament and don't get drafted. Like, it's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of fucked up either way you look at it. So that's how they looking at it. They looking at it like, you know what, I might get drafted in a few months. And so as opposed to going out here playing this bowl game that don't mean nothing and mess around and get hurt and mess up my chances, I'm just going to sit out. But to me, that's I don't know. That's promoting the wrong idea, though. I know that shit probably sounds stupid, and I'm probably helping out the college by saying shit like this, because all they doing is tipping anyway and making money, and these college kids ain't making shit off of, and they doing all the work.
Yeah.
I understand that, and that's what everybody's argument is. Like, well, they tipping them kids anyway, so they need to have a say. So, like, I feel that, man, but that shit started turning into something else. That shit started turning into parents trying to leverage they keep his football career. Like, nigga, at the end of the day, you still a 19, 20-year-old fucking kid in college. Like, I understand that the college is making millions of dollars off you, dog, but you, how the fuck you gonna be a prima donna before you get a contract? Like, I don't even want that nigga in my locker. like my homies, dog, they talk so much shit about it, though. You know what I'm saying? They was like, nigga, fuck that. Like, if I got a chance to get money, I ain't trying to get hurt. I ain't playing either. You know, basically, and I'm just like, at the end of the day, though, you go to school. I know this shit is now old school, and niggas don't even listen to this anyway, but you going to school for education, dog. Last time I checked, my nigga. Last time I checked. I ain't sure. I know a lot of niggas go to school just to play a sport. Like, I understand that. That's how I do sometimes. A lot of niggas, you know, if it wasn't for a sport, school definitely would have been over with, like, you know, 15 years ago. But I don't know. I really like that shit. It's their choice, though, obviously. I mean, it's their choice. I just think that's some whole ass shit for their teammates. So my daughter told me, he was like, man, don't none of that mean shit. Go get the money.
Hey,
that's a fucking way to look at it, though.
But, hey, bro, that's what I've been doing this my whole life, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, see, you sound like they ass now.
I've been doing this my whole life for this.
Yeah, I see, nigga. Yeah, I see, nigga. Y'all see if there's some chicken out there. Let nobody kind of hear that shit, man.
Hey, okay.
I'm going to hang up on your ass,
this is my whole life. Since I was seven. And, you know, my chance to get to the league, I'm not about to mess it up on no technicality.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because that's what happened. Like, you know, a lot of niggas go, you know, they got this promising career, you know, where, you know, possibly in a few months they could actually get drafted. And then you're looking at a bowl game. Depending on the bowl, like, it's not really going to help. Like, it's not going to help you get to the league or whatever, but at the same time, you could get hurt, and then the shit just, you know, the shit go all bad.
And I
understand that, dog, but that's still some hoe-ass shit. I know, every man for himself, you know, fuck the team, you know, at the end of the day, that's what it's about, though. It's the business side of college sports always been like that. But now you just gonna make the athletes start thinking the same way. That's just fucked up because it already get bad after you leave high school. After you leave high school sports, and that's just to a certain degree because at some points in some areas, especially like little rural towns in Texas and shit like that, high school football is bigger than college. You know what I'm saying? So that shit is, you know, that's detrimental anyway from far back. But I just think that's I think it's too much. I think that's too much power. Damn, I sound weak saying that shit. Not that I'm saying it out loud. Like texting and saying it out loud just sound weak though. But fuck, I'm saying it anyway. I think that's too much power for a 19, 20 year old athlete. Like motherfucker, you just playing football. Like if I know the school is making millions of dollars and shit, but at the end of the day, it's not like you getting up out of the bed and going to play football and going home. Like, you actually at the school for an education, though. Like, I think people just forget that whole part of the shit.
Bro, 9 times out of 10, one of my motherfuckers don't care about no, they want it for football.
Giving them this, don't you think that make that even worse?
What?
It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing that all they thinking about is football. That's not a good thing.
No, it's already a horse and pony show. Why not add mine on that? You know what I'm saying? I ain't even doing this long. It's already a horse and pony show. Why can't ride the horse? I want to ride the pony. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, shit. Right. I think it's a whole-ass move. I'm only saying that for the other 58 motherfuckers on the roster that's not going to the league, dog. You know what I'm saying? That's the only reason I say that. It's 58 other motherfuckers on your team that just a week ago, you know, we was rah-rahing and camaraderie and all that shit. And then this week it's like, I know you got to go, so I'm cool with you sitting out because we're not really a team. You're just trying to get to where you're going.
But as a teammate, he should understand my decision of not hurting myself so I can get this cake. Because if he worked harder and he did it what I did, he could have been in the same place. I wouldn't hold him up, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? I mean, that's just being 100. That's my thinking on it. You know?
Yeah. I guess I understand. I'm just looking at it from the 9-star athlete because that's what I've been my whole life is a 9-star athlete. So,
it's okay. It's okay. That's why y'all bitter.
Whatever. Right, yeah. I was never the star athlete, you know what I'm saying? But fuck that. The star athlete wanna be on this team and his ass on the team, and if this team is playing, then his ass need to be playing unless he's fucking dying. Like I don't really understand.
Stop being crazy.
I'm just saying, shit, Barry didn't sit out. Deion Sanders didn't sit out.
Barry.
Ray Lewis didn't sit out.
Barry bitch.
Yeah, but he still played bowl games. He still played the last game of the season. He didn't say, oh, no, I'm about to get drafted. I can't play this last game. Shit, I'm going to hurt my toes and shit.
You want
to
know why?
Huh?
Wow. Because he's already getting the money. They trying to get their money. You know what I'm talking about?
What you talking about? I'm talking about when he was at Oklahoma State. Nigga, why nobody getting money? I'm talking about in college. In college. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I'm still talking about that. I'm talking about old shit. You know what I'm saying? Emmitt Smith, you know,
exactly what you're talking about.
Whatever, dog. I think it just, I mean, it's cool, though. It's cool. I understand. It's just, you know, we gonna keep pussifying all our young boys and shit, telling that they get to make decisions based off their feelings and shit. Like, you know, I feel like I don't want to get hurt, so I'm not gonna play today, coach.
I would have made that decision for my son too.
Yeah, well, you know what? They need to make that same decision on the scholarship then. Like, you know what? I don't feel like he's been really, you know what I'm saying? I don't think we're gonna pay for this last two semesters and shit. We don't wanna fuck up our investment, so then what? Then your ass on the street, you ain't playing football for nobody. Then you in the NFL. The nigga for life league and shit.
I feel like you're crying, my dog. Like you're pissing me about this shit.
Oh, you old. What the fuck ever, man? All right, we gonna keep it pushing, man. I just want to know your little input on that, man. Fuck you, buddy. Whatever. It's all good. Hey, don't forget, man, if you're checking us out right now, dog, we really are about to get into the topic. We just on some real holiday shenanigans right now. My man's out doing last-minute shopping. He got the Myers representatives trying to tune in and shit, you know, ring them out at the same time. But
people looking at me crazy. I'm just
right, it's all good crazy shit. Also, man, don't forget at the end of the show, got my man Mr. Big Time, got his new joint out here, literally. It's so hard for me to say that word, literally. Yeah, literally. Yeah, that's the name of his joint, dog. Shout out to my man Mr. Big Time. Got him playing at the end of the show tonight, man. But we're going to jump off into the for real topic, man. Like I said, we're going to sprinkle in a little bit about office Christmas parties and shit. Yeah. Since you got real excited. I was talking about the movie, Office Christmas Party, but then you got something to say about Office Christmas Party. So we're going to jump into that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get on that. So make sure if you're on eblockradio.com right now, you hit us up, 760-283-4647. Hit that number one key, man. First, we're going to talk about the for real topic. We want to know, should you tell your youngins, right? Should you tell them kids, ain't no Santa Claus, bruh? I want to know, you know what I'm saying? Let me know, 760-283-4647. Are you the bearer of bad news, man? So, money. You got kids. You know what I'm saying? You got kids. What's your take on that shit? Are you opposed to trying to do the whole Santa Claus thing? Or, like, do you feed it to them for a little while until they grow out of it?
I mean, I feed them to it for a little while. I ain't gonna lie to you. Because, you know, I don't want them to nobody else Christmas. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
You know what I mean? But I want, at some point, sometime, I want them to be knowledgeable about, you know, the whole thing. It's daddy doing. Shit, I'm working hard for you. Daddy busted his dick to get you ready to sit up under that tree. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
So at some point, I feel like, you know, I will tell him. Like, my first son, I told him around 6.
Yeah.
He understood and didn't explain it to people at school. You know, like, if people don't, you know what I'm saying, don't even feed into him. Just walk away. You know what I mean? You want to tell him. You know what I mean? Like, no, you ain't got to do that. You don't got to mess up nobody else's Christmas. So,
he figured
out. He understood that. So, you know what I mean? He kept it to himself for a minute. But he knew. You know what I'm saying?
So, hey, you don't want him to believe that Santa Claus, but you want all the credit for Christmas and shit?
Santa Claus. Come on, man. You can't get Santa all the props for that shit, bro. You working hard for that shit.
You want the props for this shit. Like, nigga, I spent my last dime on this shit.
I did that. I worked 67 hours in 1 week. I did that. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, how old was you before you knew?
I'm the oldest out of three, so I knew at an early age. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew, like, maybe 10.
Yeah.
Like, then that was early age. I knew about, like, eight, maybe 8 or 9. I don't know.
Around 89. Honestly, I don't even remember. I told this story last week on me and Coco J show. But I can't. Damn, how old was I? Anyway, I was telling her because shout out again. Shout out to my sister, man. If she's listening right now, because she owed me for Christmas, dog. And this is the reason why. Let me tell the story again. Like I was saying last week, me, her, and my mom's was at Target, right? We had Target Christmas shopping and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, my, I think I already knew it wasn't Santa Claus, man. I can't remember how old I was. But all I know is that shit had got tight around Christmas. And like I was saying last week, some niggas don't believe in this shit, but it's been a couple Christmases where, like, in real life, a nigga didn't get nothing. Like, I know little kids now be complaining because they didn't get what they want, but you ain't never woke up on Christmas morning and didn't get shit. Like, that's real life for some of us.
Real life.
Right, real life. But anyway, we was at the Target and shit, right? My mom was like, you know, shit getting tight. Like, y'all ain't gonna get everything y'all want. She was like, you want this video game, and she wants this video game. Y'all got to decide. So I wanted Tecmo Bowl, you know what I'm saying? So I wanted Tecmo Bowl. Candy wanted this shit called California Dreams, right?
What the fuck?
California Games. My fault. California Games. So I'm like,
that is.
Yeah, right, because you probably played it at my house. Yeah. So you already know the end of the story.
Right.
So, no, I'm fighting it because nobody got Tecmo Bowl. I had been renting it from Handy's because back in the day, Handy's had a rental place in the back of the store. I don't know how the hell they made that possible. They were selling dope fireworks and movies and games back there. But that's neither here nor there. But yeah, so I was like, you know what? For the sake of Christmas and my sister, I'm going to forego Tecmo Bowl and let her get California Games, though. And you know what? The funny thing is, I never really said nothing about that because it was just a conversation between me and my mama. You know what I'm saying? So I decided to go ahead and let her get what she wanted. Now, first of all, Candy never really played the game. Like, she played it a couple times. But I ain't even going to lie. Exactly, I go left. We fucked around and had fun with that damn game. Right, surfing and fucking skateboarding and shit. Like, we had fun with it. And Derek beat our ass and everything because Derek liked this. Yeah, I don't know. That nigga worked for a video game company or something. But yeah, so I think at that point I knew. So I must have been around, I was 10 or 11 then. So I knew maybe, like you said, maybe two, maybe 3 years prior, so maybe 7 or 8 years old, I knew at that point, like, you know. First of all, I knew that when no Santa Claus was coming to our house, because we had no chimney, so I knew that wasn't happening. But I guess I still had some kind of, I guess you would call it crystal spirit, just to think that there was some existence. And even though, for real, in real life, I was riding up grassy, right? With the family, yeah, me and Candy was in the back seat, and I actually had seen Santa Claus though, so I know it exists. No, it exists because yeah, I know that for a fact. Yeah,
could you see them on grass?
Right, yeah, I seen them on grass. I seen them. I really seen them. I swear to God, I seen them.
Okay,
so I already know.
So you seen them?
Yeah, I seen them. That's why I said I seen them.
Okay.
Hey, take it over for a minute. Take it over for a second.
All right. Hey, I don't know how he synced them, but that's kind of crazy. He synced Santa Claus. And he's serious what he's talking about, too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know what he talking about, but Christmas for me, dog, is hectic. I'm still in my right now. Going crazy walking around this floor. Anybody feel my pain, man? Call in, holler at your boy. Come on, money, please. Because if you do it, I'm by myself. Because he's dead, though. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he could be doing, but who cares, though? You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what it is. It's my money. I'm going to take it over. What should I talk about? Since I got the air to myself.
Yeah, but I got it back now, so you good.
Oh.
I know you got a little nervous, though.
Yeah, I ain't getting nervous. I got stuck for them.
Yeah, because you're too busy trying to see if chicken on sale for $2.99. I understand
yeah,
that. But no, real life. Get back to my story, though. Real life. We in the back, we riding that ratchet, dog. And I seen Santa Claus, right? He ain't had, like, no Santa Claus pistol phone. But, like, it was him. Like, I know it was him because he had a gold K car. And the license plate said Claus. I'm telling you, I seen Santa Claus, dog. So I know he exists.
Okay.
I know he exists.
All right.
So anyway, that was the end of the story. So, holiday shenanigans, bro.
Holiday
shenanigans. Now, just to piggyback on that, though, true. It was funny, though. We actually did see a dude that looked like Santa Claus for real, like in a gold K car. But I've never even taken a picture with Santa Claus.
No, I don't think I ever did. No,
I haven't. Like, that never was our thing. But then again, like, my family didn't do a lot of shit. Like, we didn't, like, go on. We ain't never, like, go to, like, Cedar Point or, like, little family trips like that. Like, we went down south a lot, but I think that was an adult trip. They just took us along and shit. Like, we're the kids. Damn.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Y'all been to Cedar Point?
No, when I went to Cedar Point, it was just like going with friends or like my cousins or something. Like the family ain't never took a trip. Like the people in my household, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, but you know that Coco J always laughs at me because I always comment on this. Anytime we go to a kid's birthday party, I always remind her that I've never had a birthday party. So I guess that's why when I get old, it's a big deal that everybody get together and get drunk. Cause like that's a birthday party to me now. But as a kid, never. I never had a birthday party. No, you've been knowing me since I was a kid. You know you ain't never been to no birthday party for me.
That's crazy what I'm
saying. You think about it, right? You never had a birthday party, man.
Never been to a birthday party in Q's. I've been knowing
you. No.
Seven.
What?
Seven.
Ain't never had a birthday party, bro.
I mean.
Nah, man. Real talk. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, all right, I'm
too old for that.
Hey, look, man, here we gonna get back on. We'll get back on top of that. So coming from where we came from and knowing how you did the first time around, what do you think now, man? You done with that shit? Like, you done with even feeding into the whole little, you know, Santa Claus thing, or you still think it's a good idea even these days? And I say that now because the time has changed so much. It's almost like you don't want to lie to your kids about nothing. Like, you don't even want them to even think it's a Santa Claus. Like, you want them to come out with the real, like, yeah, my daddy bought this shit.
Yeah.
So is it different now? Cause I think it's different.
I think it's totally different.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, though.
I don't know what it is either, but you know what? You know what? I do really want to tell them, like, look, baby, bro. Pops been doing this all your life, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Unless you have to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But don't ruin it for other kids, you know? Like, straight up.
Because like, that was the bad part. Like, kids come to school and just, like, ruin it. Like, Santa ain't get this shit because your bottom brush.
Your daddy did that. your daddy bought all that.
Right.
He didn't tell you, but he did it.
Yeah, I think it is, because, you know, maybe their parents decided they wasn't going to ruin that innocence. You know, they weren't going to take that away. But I guess the question is, though, do you, because this is what I'm wondering. So I'm going to ask you first, and then I'm going to answer. But do you think it make a difference? Or do you think it make a difference, like, whether you keep that little, like, I guess you would call it a tradition, alive, or if you just kind of keep it real from the jump? Like, you think it make a difference in, like, the kids?
Yeah, man, I mean, I think I want to keep it real festive for my kids, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want to be, you know, the only one outcast out there, you know, whole group, like, you know what I'm saying? This goddamn demon child, like, fuck Santa Claus, ain't no Santa Claus.
Right. Right. Yeah. Hey, and that's the way I look at it, though, because I say, as much as I want to, you know, be realistic and really, you know, take all the credit, I do also want them to experience some type of childhood, because Man, after a while, you find out, dog. Once you start doing and understanding and learning grown-up shit, it's all downhill from there, dog.
Right.
It's all downhill, dog. Once you start figuring out grown-up shit, it is all downhill.
But you be wanting it so bad, though, when you young and shit. When it finally get to you, boy, you gonna wish that shit ain't never came.
You wanna get that shit back.
Get that shit back. Somebody else get that shit, grown up shit back.
Dog, swear to God.
You gotta do all this crazy crap.
Yeah, and then just the reality shit you start finding out about the life, the world you live in. That shit is, you know, that shit's something else, too.
Right.
Man, don't even, yeah, it's crazy.
Y'all
man.
Even know the world we live in, bro.
No, man, I swear to God. You wish you could go back in the day when you didn't know.
Yeah, we keep on sheltered, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shit, yeah, sometimes ignorance is bliss, nigga.
Yeah, sometimes it is.
Yeah, to a certain degree. But then some people just try to stay ignorant their whole life, and then that's not good either.
No, it's not.
Hey, don't forget that if you're on eblockradio.com right now, you can hit us up 760-283-4647. Hit that number one key, man. We're having a discussion about telling your kids about Santa Claus, but in real life, it's just a bunch of holiday shenanigans, man. We just think they're talking shit about everything. But I met Santa Claus. I'm not meeting him, but I seen Santa Claus in the gold K car.
Yeah.
But it was more like a bronze K car. Maybe that's what it was. More like a bronze. maybe it wasn't really gold. Maybe it was bronze. But it was a K car. That's all I know. But anyway, all right. So before we get back on the telling your kids about Santa Claus thing, dog, I gotta ask, why the fuck was you so hyped about all the Christmas parties? What's going on? Share it, man. Share it with the world.
Well, I think the Christmas party is perfect.
I really think it's a setup, bro.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you why in 2 seconds.
I can already kind of figure. And it's kind of like, almost like probably the preview I've seen at a Christmas office party or office Christmas party, however the name goes. But I'm guessing you're probably going, right, but I'm guessing you're probably going the direction of where, like, basically Madison was just watching these motherfuckers act a complete fool and then basically taking over.
Hell yes, bro. And I drank like 2 or 3 beers, you know what I'm saying? I just drank beer. I ain't getting into the liquor, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't want to show up. I might
have no problem.
Drunk and tell the GM, fuck off, you fucking idiot. You're an idiot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I ain't do that, but a lot of people did. A lot of people get some smoke for it, you know what I'm saying? Like, really.
Yeah.
And that's just crazy. I think it's a setup, bro. They sat back and watched everybody act ass. I'm talking about twerking. twerking ass.
And that's kind of unfair though. You know what I'm saying? Like you go push all this liquor on people and
free.
Shit. Then. Right, free liquor, mind you. And then I don't know if it's like that. I think that's your paranoia, bro.
Man, I think it's up. I'm paranoid, and I sat back and I just watched like the damn man.
You start looking too like, damn, he's wild.
Yeah, he's wild. I know you eat that and all, but come on now, baby. Somewhere you gotta stop.
You sound like you eat that. Hell no. Hell no.
They gotta stop eating somewhere, goddammit.
Yeah. What you got? That's only at good office Christmas parties. You know, most places they ain't giving you no free liquor or nothing like that. So,
I guess we had a good one. I cooked for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, speaking of cooking, you on bed tomorrow for the pajama jammy jam?
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. That's another reason why I was at my. You know what I'm saying?
All right, getting the stuff for that. Where?
Getting all the stuff for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dig that. That's what's up, man. Chef Boy ID.
She lucky I'm messing with her because she finagled me on the price.
She finagled you? Oh, man.
She lucky I fucked you today, yeah.
She's tracking that family discount.
Yeah, she, she already got the family business on top of the family.
On top of the family. It's her birthday, so I guess I can't
My birthday present to you.
All right, for sure, man. Shout out to Miss Lena, man, at the breakfast at Tiffany's birthday pajama jam tomorrow, man. Hope y'all have fun, you know what I'm saying? Not too much fun, though, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't dead.
You have a ball,
man. You have a ball. Yeah, you're going to be sitting back like management watching niggas climb and shit up.
Just like that.
That's some funny shit, though. I've never been in that situation before. Like I said, I never been to an office Christmas party that was, like, for real, like, where they really put on, you know, put the drinks out and everything. Like, I never experienced nothing like that.
I just remember one of your moments at the cabaret. You want the
ball? Oh, man, chill out.
Right.
Chill out. Ain't no niggas acting like that at work.
You have your ball team pouring Hennessy on bitches?
I did not. That was theoretically, it was Remy DSOP, but whatever. It was Remy, though. It was Remy. It wasn't
Remy. You poured it on somebody. You
yeah, that was a late 90s, early 2000s, too, doggy dog.
Long time ago.
I did watch I used to watch a lot of Rockefeller videos. Dame Dash was always pouring Cristal on chicks and shit. So I just figured, you know, I know Cristal, so, you know, the Remy was the next best thing. But look, it's joint fault, though. It's joint fault because we had a fist of peace. It's his fault because he don't know how to stop. Because he couldn't stop, I didn't stop.
That makes no sense. Because he couldn't stop.
No, but I just thought that if I put somebody else in, it would make it look a little better. I don't know. But anyway. Okay. All I know is that 16 plus were some years later, we survived. So I'm thankful for that.
We made it out of those.
Shout out to niggas making it out of the 90s and still alive today, dog.
Yeah, still alive, baby. I did that, baby.
Right, yeah.
48205, Google it, nigga.
No, for real. Shout out to niggas living in 48205, man, and survived the 90s. We out here and alive. Doing our thing.
Yo, you got a few minutes, man. Hit us 760-283-4647.
Join the holiday shenanigans. You can tell us about a Christmas office party too if you want to, as long as your boss ain't listening, you won't get in trouble. But I ain't never went to a straight up get down office Christmas party like that. So that's I think I'd be a little paranoid about that shit too. Cause
I was paranoid about it, you know what I mean? Low key.
Yeah.
A lot of people went acting crazy, you know what I mean? A lot of people act crazy that night. People you wanna think act crazy, act crazy.
Yeah, once they get that drinking.
Yeah, they get that drinking, man.
Yeah.
Drink turn into a fucking Incredible Hulk.
Literally, drinking Incredible Hulk turned into Incredible Hulk. Hey, remember them though? Man, we can drink that shit too.
Yeah, we can drink all that.
What's that? Hennessy and Hypnotic?
Yeah,
man.
Hypnotic, baby.
Nah, that shit turned green. Woo-woo.
It was a monster, baby.
Duh, in real life, duh. Shout out to niggas surviving crazy drink concoctions too, man.
Yeah. That's the cash.
Right. Oh, that was with the, what's that other shit? Alizé. Yeah, Pac did that shit, man. He should never start that shit.
Yeah, Pac put me in some situation with that thug pass. Right. I ain't really no thug like that, but I didn't do that shit, bro. Straight up thug. What? You got Crip all day, bro.
You said Eastside Crip. Right.
Uber
Deuce over here.
Uber Deuce, dog.
What's here? No, lucky that was my shit though. Motherfucking South Central, that was my shit.
Man, I laugh at some of them scenes, man. It should be so funny, man.
Yeah, because that shit it was terrible. It was terrible acting. You know what I'm saying? Terrible acting off rip. But it was what we had, man. You know what I'm saying? Black cinema wasn't. You know, black cinema is just now coming along. You know what I'm saying? Right. So you look at some of my classics, you know what I'm saying? Even like Menace Society and Boys in the Hood, like most of it was terrible acting, but it's our classic. And like Belly is the most horrific attempt at acting I've ever seen, dog.
Oh man. Nas is sincere. Oh my god.
Oh god, yeah. He didn't see the rapper.
Oh, he's trying though.
He was trying,
dog. Trying
to get
an effort. He tried,
bro. Yeah.
Played his role.
But I think that's when you realize that DMX might probably could be an actor. You know what I'm saying? After seeing him in that, like, because he was like the motherfucking, he was the star of the movie because he could actually halfway act.
He was the only one acting in there. Even Keisha, his girl, looked like she was like,
she was terrible.
She was terrible.
And T-Boss, man, God, she was terrible.
She was terrible, too.
Yeah, but that's our shit, though. Classic shit. Let us tell it. And what's called, which is hella classic to me, dog. Paid in Full, dog. Paid in Full is hella classic. And I'm going to tell you right now, dog. Wood Harris has become an actor. Because that nigga was terrible in that movie.
Oh, yes.
Mekhi Phifer, like, he an actor. So, like, I kind of, he an actor. Like, he had been acting like he an actor. He was good. But everybody else, not so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cameron was like the rapping version of Bokeem Woodbine, the super over actor. But it's classic, though. That's my shit. Like, I will watch that movie 50 times. Like, that's my shit. Like, I ain't never seen it before.
Yeah, nigga, you got that. He's right here, right now. Right, that's
right. Classic lines, everything in that shit, man.
Yeah.
Oh, dog. Yo, we done chopped it up, man. You done did all your Christmas shopping and shit, man. We done talked shit about Christmas parties and talking about Santa Claus and all that shit, man. But now it's about time to get up out of here, man.
We gotta go.
Got my man Mr. Big Time coming up at the end right here. You go hear his new joint, man. Literally. You know what I'm saying? Literally. Alright, I got it. Yeah, you know it's hard to say it. Yeah, I gotta say it like
fat ass face, bro. Your fat ass face is gonna
make Hey. Face is getting slim now, cuz. Face is getting slim. You understand?
Yeah, I know you my whole life, nigga. I ain't never know your face is slim.
I swear to God. Yo, on that note, dog, we gonna slide the hell up out of here, man, so people can get back to getting their last minute Christmas shopping on. Wanna make sure everybody out there being safe, dog, cause niggas is knocking motherfuckers in their head right now, so be careful out here. Get your shit. Don't go in the store and leave your bags and shit all in the car, man. I don't know where you listening from, but from where I'm from, like, we can't do shit like that. I think out here, maybe Colorado, you might be able to do it. I ain't sure. You know what I'm saying? But I know from at the crib where I'm from, nah. You don't want to go in the store and leave your shit all out like that, because the nigga will go in your shit and get it. Like, nothing's going to stop.
To
the Harvey,
dog. Get it, baby.
Word up, man. Yo, but shit, on that note, man, we about here, dog. Want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, dog. We're going to holler at y'all after Christmas, dog, right before the new year. We're going to get it in again for some more holiday shenanigans. But until then, man, it's your boy, the Hood Howard Stern, Q Lewis, holding it down from 6 Mile to the Mile High.
Oh, your boy, Muck Money, you know what it is.
Ah, you're so weak, bro. Get out of here, man. You're my radio, man. Merry Christmas, bro.
Happy holidays, everybody. Y'all know what it is.
For sure.
Literally.
No pad, no pencil. I recite it from the mental, and they think I write it down. I really make it look that simple. You can check my resume. Your baby study my credentials. Guarantee you dirty. Black a murder in an instrumental. Hey, I don't do no stressing. I just keep it presidential. Elevate my mind to its maximum potential. I don't know what you into, and you don't know what I've been through. But I promise you that everyone can beat the differential. I'm just trying to get a million with the people that I'm kin to. Hope you hear the truth and then release the G within you. Make them hit the slab with the bricks and the rental. Anything to keep you from putting one in your tempo. Yeah, this that hustler music, but even busters use it. Some of the stuff you hear me say could get you prosecuted.
For real.
She be the reason, gorilla, yeah, that's why I pursue it. I'm literally, literally doing it.
I literally get money like I'm supposed to. I run this, I run, it's over. They literally be hating on me. But my waiter, he be waiting on me. While I'm sitting at the table at an Italian restaurant trying to order some shrimp and fettuccine. You a bitty winny? I'm a hot mix. Time dirty black, literally a hot mix. We being all black, you being hot pink. Next time, shh. But if I think I'm big time, you literally. 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 Literally.
Plate, no pain, no gain. Muscle strain on your brain might make you insane. I like that barbecue flavor, then you like your flame. Relax for a minute, don't need no stress. Lyrical molestation got the game undressed. Make most look silly and others look dumb. Leave me the big piece, y'all can have the crumb. Please give me some, feed 5-4 fun. Now watch me blow up big time the bum. My best is yet to come, yo, hit track is the worst. 16 is second nature, man, you finish your first. Think that I just curse? Please excuse my French. I'm a first team starter, why you sub off the bench? You better not flinch, I'll chop your ass in the throat. We can hit of all times, but big time's the goat. That's literally.
I'm literally doing it.
Don't know what you thought, homeboy.
I'm literally doing
but
it.
This ain't no fluke.
I'm literally
this
doing
what we
it.
Do,